Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Thursday, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Thatcher is going to start us off today. Bruce, of course, the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. That seems to be the mantra, that we don't want to repeat the mistakes. But, you know, sometimes I wonder about that, Bruce, because even like the J6 committee hearing that we're seeing on display here, you can't avoid the mistakes if you're not going to deal with the totality of the problem, can you?
You have to know the facts before you can deal with them realistically. That's certainly clear. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning.
And we seem to have a lack of transparency in facts these days in a lot of areas, including immigration.
Yeah, and I want to do a deep dive on that. Of course, Bruce is known, and he's been on with us many times about immigration. He's really, in a sense, has become the immigration expert. His book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, again, reinforces this idea that you have to have the facts. And Bruce has documented history where immigration policies work, where they don't work. And, you know, and it's pretty basic when it comes down to it, isn't it, Bruce? It's not that complicated.
No, it isn't complicated. And we have, if you want, as I said, if you want to analyze the problems, you have to have the facts. And if you don't have the facts, you're left to do the best judgments you can and make decision based on informed judgment. But when the facts are available and withheld, that's really a shame. We have. On immigration, most of the judgments we've made, and indeed in the book, is chock full of facts and statistics that usually come, for the most part, from government agencies. What we depend on from our own government is information from Department of Homeland Security, and particularly from ICE. And we don't have it this year yet.
Right. It's, exactly.
At least it's late.
You know, they say it's coming. It's in the mail. it's absurd. But see, the problem that we have in this modern era is everything has gotten so politicized that, you either go along with the narrative or you put a tinfoil hat on your head and you're a conspiratorist because you just don't believe in what they're telling you. And, of course, like you say, the lack of transparency leaves you wanting for that said information that could tell me really what I need to know, right?
That's right. And on immigration, we end up making assumptions, drawing the best conclusions we have from the information that was available. We have – what we're missing at this point in time is the the 2021 ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Report of the numbers of illegal immigrants who've been arrested and deported. That usually comes out in December. It isn't out yet. So, and as you say, ICE has reportedly said, well, it's in process. It's in review. It'll be out soon, sometime. Who knows?
Right. Yes.
We do know some things. We know that the number of from the census, we know that the number of foreign-born residents has reached a historic high. It's up to 46.2 million,
wow.
Which is 14.2% of the total population. The record percent of the total population accounted for by those foreign-born was 14.8%, and get this, 1890. And so we're going to establish probably more new records. We also know that 3 or 4 years ago in 2018, DHS estimated there's 11.4 million residents who are unauthorized and migrants, illegal aliens is a legal term for them. There's no more recent official estimate, and that number, 11.4 million, is the number that you always are given when you say, well, how many are they? But it's 3 or 4 years old.
Exactly. Well, they've been saying that number for longer than that. I mean, at one point, I think it did kind of expand a little bit, and they were using 13 million as a number. And you know, with the population growth, and of course, and especially in recent times, I mean, every month this past year was the best month or the greatest month of illegal immigration and illegal crossings to the border. And you know, so we know the numbers are well over a million. I think they're saying 1.7 million illegal immigrants had transgressed our border. So, you know, there's just no question that it's gotten out of hand. But we go back to what you and I have been talking about, it seems, for years here, Bruce, is that what needs to happen is we need to get back to first principles on this issue of immigration. What is immigration all about? What makes for an effective immigration? Forget about all the politics. Forget about what Joe Biden or Kamala Harris wants you to know or not know. You know, we need to have a direct measure and standard of what immigration should be in America.
And the very first principle that we need for a successful immigration policy is a clear definition of what national interest immigration is intended to serve. It's not intended, or at least I think it should not be intended, to serve the interests of the immigrants from any particular country. It should be intended to serve specific needs that this country has. And we have those needs. We need the immigrants. We always have. But it is such a muddled thing, and you can't get any definition, a clear definition of what, you know, why do we want the immigrants? What are they here for? We haven't had a definition for, as a matter of fact, for decades, a clear definition. But one of the clear things that is a fact is that our population is not increasing through natural birth anymore. This year, for the first time, it declined through natural birth. We have to have immigration to keep the population growth going, and we have to have the population growth going in order to support things like Social Security. So we need immigrants, but we need the right kind of immigrants. And by that, I'm not making a racial signal. We need immigrants who will contribute in positive ways.
Exactly. There's many that want to. And that brought me to another thought here that I had this morning in anticipation of our conversation here, Bruce, is that basically we got two lines here. We got one line where the people have been waiting, you know, for over 10 years in some cases to get in this country legally. They've gone through the immigration process. They're in the queue and waiting and waiting. And meanwhile, just this last year, you have 1.7 that said, hey, we're not what line? Well, we're not going to stand in some stinking line. Plus, on top of that, if you're in the other line, you're doing it legally, you have to be responsible for all your financial responsibilities. You cannot be a burden of the state. But no, you get in the other line and you come in free. You get free health care, you got free schooling, you get free, and you don't have to wait, you know, for 10, 11, 20 years, you know, to be legalized. I mean, this is absolutely absurd on its face. But look, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Bruce Thatcher with us, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, as we were discussing earlier, really, we're commanded to get back to first principles if we're going to get our immigration policies and get some control of this. You know, we've got all these people that are coming in illegally. Their hands are out. They're told that their hands should be out, which is kind of interesting because the thing that I respect about Hispanic people being, you know, raised Hispanic and being Hispanic is that there is a sense of pride that runs very deep. You know, they just don't. You know, taking handouts and getting freebies and this sort of thing is something that's counter their culture. And what I'm concerned with is this starts to condition against a natural instinct for the people. who are hardworking. I mean, part of the reason that people love, you know, Hispanics coming into the country is they're so hardworking. They will do the jobs that nobody else wants to do.
Yeah.
They work their butts off. And people know that, you've got a Hispanic labor force, and they're loyal and they're hardworking, and that's gold for these employees, these employers. But, the thing is that we have to honor that, and we have to honor them. And I was just reading a report today. In fact, Tom Homan was reinforcing it this morning on television that, you know, with these open borders, we've allowed these nefarious gangs like MS-13 to come in. And I've been saying repeatedly, it's not like they go out and, you know, they're moving to Delaware to hang out next to the Bidens or, you know, Martha's Vineyard to be with President Obama. Heck no, they're going into these communities and Hispanic communities, and they're absolutely tormenting these communities. Abducting their children, putting them into sex trafficking, the drug business and on and every other nefarious thing that goes on along with MS-13. And people wonder, they go, we just don't understand why Hispanics are moving in great number away from the Democratic Party. Well, it's the Democratic policies for years and years that are destroying their communities, and not to mention, all the economic policies, but just on that on its face. But the other thing is that people need to understand about the Hispanic community that they don't seem to, because it's laughable. It's like, a couple syndicators, when they were asking me if I'd be interested in doing a nationally syndicated show, they said, gosh, Bill, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic. I just laughed. I said, you have no idea about my peoples. My peoples are conservative. They were like shocked. They just thought that everybody, every Hispanic was like Geraldo Rivera. I go, no, you don't understand. We all sit around, we all have a cerveza and we laugh at Geraldo and even Lopez, George Lopez, and some of the crazy things that they say. For the most part, they are conservative.
Well, the studies have shown that the Hispanic community is supportive of stronger support of immigration laws. Mm-hmm. And the criminal element that comes in is probably part of the reason they are. Department of Homeland Security's mission is to provide homeland security. And
yes,
if they're not doing that, and they're not, they'll tout the numbers of criminals that they catch among illegal aliens. They don't tout the numbers of the criminals who come through, get through. So we may deport a couple of hundred MS-13 members this year.
That's a drop in the bucket. And as Homan was saying, MS-13 is now in 40 states of the 50.
Uh-huh.
That's how pervasive they become, Bruce. I mean, that was shocking. I couldn't believe it, because I remember the days, and they said, because I asked about it, he says, how many states are they in? And then back then it was like, maybe 8 to 10. And then, the number got to 13. Now it's 40, soon to be 50.
And MS-13 lookalikes are also coming in and expanding. It's an organized criminal organization. It ought to be subject to RICO and all of the other kinds of laws. There ought to be a major task force to enhance and support that law. And it's all left up to ICE.
Yes.
And ICE has been the morale amongst the Border Patrol and amongst ICE is reportedly at in the pits, because they're not getting the support. They're not getting the administration support for doing their job. They're handcuffed. And
It's as if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats are promoting lawlessness, Bruce. And here all these last couple of years, defund police, and all this other stuff that was going out there. And and then they fire police, and then all of a sudden they go, whoa, we need the police back. Well, like, where are you going to go? You're going to go to Costco aisle 13? There's just a bunch of police waiting there. I don't think so. These guys are gone. All that talent, all that experience. And look, they've got their pension, and they're happy to be out of the fray of the insanity.
They are indeed, and it will take a long time to build that up. The incentives that we provide for illegal immigrants and for lawlessness are just mind-boggling, and it's really hard to understand how in the world can any person who has any intellect whatsoever look at what's going on and then continue to support it and propose it. We bring in the area of immigration. We bring in people who should not be here. We authorize them to remain for some indefinite period of years into the future till we get around to judging their cases if they even come back. And some of those people are illegal gang members, and then we say, well, you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine for the people in Washington, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe if MS-13 started killing their kids, you know, these elected officials start killing their kids, maybe, you know, they might understand what these moms, what these families are feeling. I mean, their children that are killed in the prime of their lives because of illegal immigrants. And it's just like Atlas Shrugged here, you know, for them. You know, they may talk about it. They give some lip service. But to your point, they're really not focused and aggressive on taking care of this problem. I mean, you know, when you're now allowing MS-13 to expand to 40 states, and as you said, there's other like-minded gangs that are coming in across the country. And why not, when you've got these progressive prosecutors that are saying, hey, well, you know, we'll get you a free get out of jail card. No bail, nothing. I mean, it's easy peasy. Why not? I mean, again, we're promoting this lawlessness that's unbelievable. Even like in New York, you got a new mayor who's former law enforcement, but then you got the prosecutor there who just says, hey, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to prosecute that, I'm going to, you know, it's like, what, are you kidding me? I mean, and New York is losing tourists like crazy because it's so dangerous. It's a war zone there anymore, and you know, I don't know what they're going to do for their their community, you know, their tourism. I mean, it's just got to be down so dramatically. It's, you know, it's unbelievable.
The ruling class lives behind walls and does not have to suffer the consequences of their policies. And that applies to immigration as well as many different aspects of our life. And so the obvious solution is we need to change the ruling class.
Without a doubt. And I, maybe this is what we're coming to. You know, I've often said, Bruce, experience defines preference. Maybe all the experience that Biden, you know, another extension of 8 years of Obama and the socialists, maybe it's teaching us that, you know, we need to really, you know, close the door on this progressive movement that has turned our society on its head and has us at each other's throats. I mean, this is, you know, we can't operate this way. This is the United States of America, not the un-United States. And this is what the socialists have done for us. They've divided us. And you know what happens once you're divided, then you're soon to be conquered, right?
That's right. Progressive is a term applied to bad diseases.
Yes, exactly. Bruce Thatcher, how can people be in touch? Your website?
HistorySpeaksToday.com.
Thank you, Bruce Thatcher. Appreciate it. Take care, my friend. Happy New Year.